That's mostly fair. Okay, we're continuing on the Rambam. Hilchos Tzulah Mikdashim, Perek Yudal, Halacha Yud, Chapter 14, Law 1. Again, we're going to talk about when you have that bad thought about eating something in the wrong place all wrong time, how much food were you thinking of eating incorrectly? Not how much food did you eat. Not how much did you eat. That's a separate law of eating something you're not allowed to eat. But what constitutes a pigle or puzzle thought about how much food you were thinking to eat incorrectly or different combinations? This halacha yud could really be 12 halachas, because there's 12 separate halachas all in halacha yud. So even if we only learn one halacha today, you kind of think it's like I learned 12 halachas. 12 scenarios in this halacha. Okay? Beginning. Ein achila p'chusa miksayis. The thought of eating in the wrong place, wrong time, cannot be a thought of less than a kazayis food to be eaten. V'lo haktara p'chusa miksayis. And not to burn wrong time, wrong place. Can't be thinking to burn less, you could, but if you think less than excise, it does not create pigle. That's what it means to say. To passel the animal, the korban, or to create a pigle scenario. It's thinking to do something wrong, burning in the wrong time place, eating wrong time place, a minimum of excise.
That's just not eating anything less than that.
That's not thinking of eating. Just like in eating, to transgress, often you need excise. It's not considered an eating.
Right,
so if you don't think of eating, it's not even considered a thought of eating.
Right.
That's the idea.
This is a rice that we're talking about now?
Who is this wretch? You're still thinking the thought of it.
But you have to think a certain amount. A certain amount.
Let's say a certain amount of pig.
No, I get that.
Like if you eat less than a kazayas of treif, you're not lashed.
I get it all.
So then how could that be considered a significant...
You're taking a physical thing of the size of what you might eat and saying you're thinking of eating less than that. I'm thinking of eating less than a kazayas every 5 minutes. Now what?
Oh, it's going to talk about that, Shelley. It's going to talk about that. That's going to be different. You're going to see.
That's one of the...
Anyway, so let's begin. Lefiga, therefore... If you plan on eating something, remember that it has to be edible. Remember, if it's not an edible thought, it doesn't work. Pachas, but you plan on eating less than excise. You plan on burning something that is worthy to be burned, but less than a kazayas. Doesn't matter if the thought is to eat it or burn it at the wrong time. Whether to eat it or burning in the wrong place. Hazevach kosher. The korban is kosher. It's not enough of a bad thought, as it were. Law number one. Law number two. How about mix and match? Chashav lecho kachazayis, kachatzi zayis michutz. You plan on eating a half a zayis in the wrong place. Ulahakdir kachatzi zayis, and to burn a half a zayis in the wrong place.
Whoa.
Or the reverse. You plan on eating a half a gzais after the time of eating, or to burn a half a gzais after zman haktar. So you got two halves. One's on eating and one's on burning. It's still a good korban. We cannot combine eating and burning. Now listen to this. Law number three, though. But how about if he words that same thought, but he words it different? If he brought it out in his thinking, remember it's all, well, really, it can also be saying, you know, a pigle thought, it doesn't even matter if you think or say, it's the same thing. You know that? What's the difference if I say it or think it? So, Rama has not... If you're saying it, it's still nothing.
But saying it includes thinking it. The question is thinking it alone.
It seems from the wording of the Rambam, especially with this next line, saying or thinking is the same thing. For this, because really, saying isn't doing anything anyway. What's the difference? I think I'm going to eat it outside the Azorah.
Saying it is stronger.
But I'm saying it, but I still didn't do anything. The bottom line is, did you do anything? So it appears, because you're going to see, because there's no other way to understand this next third halacha here. What if he has to say this now? What if he says, what if he expresses the burning with an expression of eating? V'yamar, like this, I plan on the following. He's expressing his thoughts. Shiyochal kachasi k'sayis. I'm going to eat a half a k'sayis in the wrong place. V'tochal ha'esh, and the fire will eat.
Oh, use the word eat.
A chatzik k'sayis, a half a k'sayis. Harel m'starfim. That combines.
Oh, wow.
Lashon achilach. This is one expression of eating. Now that has to be when he says it. It can't be thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and the Rambam used the words hotzia bilashon. He expressed it with a language of. So I don't know. It's hard for me to say that would still be thinking.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. So therefore, that combines because now he's eating and eating.
You know, he's
were.
Not eating both.
That's it. That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
It's a chiddush to me. I mean,
yeah, that is a chiddush. That is a chiddush. I have no commentary on this. I have nothing more to add to this.
So he said, I would consume half a kazayit and the fire would consume
half. Same thing.
Is that the same thing? Or is it consuming? Well, I mean, the fire doesn't
I don't know.
It consumes.
I don't know.
As a human, we consume.
All I know is he said eating. So I don't know. I don't know.
And then it ukal. It wasn't consumed.
Sounds like if you use the same expression for both.
I'm sure if he uses it, Shelly, it doesn't work with English. So you got to use a Hebrew word. And consume is the same word as eating. So then it would probably be the same thing. Okay, halacha four. Chashav lechol lehater kachatzi zayis. What if, here's your case, Shelly. No, not this different one yet. What if you thought to eat or burn a half of zayis? But while he's still doing the same avoda, a few moments pass, and he has a second thought.
Not a
chatzik kazayis. But also machshava. So I guess he's doing this. He's sprinkling. He's shechting the animal. Oh, di do do. I'm shechting. Well, that shech is hard because it's only about 3 seconds. So let's take something that takes a little bit longer. Okay, sprinkling. You sprinkle on all four corners, right? All four wheels. That's going to take.
Around.
That's a little bit more time. So as he's sprinkling, I think I'm going to eat half a gazayas outside the Azara. Okay, and now I'm walking around. Now I'm at the other corner, and about 7, 10, 12 seconds pass by. And I think I'm going to have another gazayas outside at the wrong time. Another half a gazayas. Okay, so now you've done two. Haray, I'm sorry. Haray elu mitzarfim. It also combines because a half and a half is one. This is not like, for example, you're making a vow, where things are a little bit different. We're making a vow, this toch kedei dibur ideas here, but in your mind, it's hard to say toch kedei machshava.
So what's the time frame, though, here?
It doesn't say.
Because it could be
He says, v'chaz v'chatzik, but also machshava, that
same
thinking.
Same thought, that same thinking.
So I don't know. Again, no commentary here. So I guess he's thinking a half of his eyes, and then afterwards he's thinking another half of his eyes. No other commentary than that. I'm sorry. Five. He plans to eat a half of his eyes in the wrong place. And an animal or a undomesticated will eat a half of his eyes. I'm going to eat a half of his eyes. My dog's going to eat a half of his eyes. Doesn't matter, in the wrong place. Malcolm shows on the wrong time. It's also combined. It's not only one person eating, it could be two people eating.
Yeah, you said the fire eats the person.
Yeah, that's right. You plan on a kazayas being eaten. Well, it is. Shashem achila. That's one achila. That's what he's saying. That's one achila. Six. Chashav aksayas. What if he says, two of us will eat one kazayas? We'll split kazayas. That's also a combination because it's like saying two people with a half. Chash 7. Chash of lechel kzais biyoser mikdeh achilas pras. Ah, that was the one you mentioned, Shelley. I plan on eating a kzais, but it's going to take longer than the 3 minutes or whatever time you want to say achilas pras is. Okay. Hareza mitstarif. That also combines because it doesn't matter how long. This is not a halacha of consumption. It's a halacha of thought. And your combined thinking is your thinking. It's going to be one kazayis. Doesn't matter.
I thought we'd say that's not eating, like eating less than a kazayis.
But you're not eating. Here you're thinking.
You're not thinking about eating. You're thinking about something that's not eating by being so slow.
Okay, you only say that with actual consumption. That's what you're seeing. Only with this actual consumption. When you say you had a consumption at this point.
I thought that's how we started when we said eating less than a kazayas is not eating. The thought of.
But that's the total. That's the sum total.
Yeah, they aren't eating more than.
If the sum total is only half, you don't have enough. But the sum total is one. So
just
that's
eating
even though it's over a long period of time.
If he says
now he may not get lashed for it if he did it that way. If he eats it that way, he won't get lashed. Right. But to create it as people, he can create.
If someone then ate it faster, then they would be lashed.
Not if he. Not if he's. Well, if he,
he's made it
because he's already made a pigle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he says, "I'm going to have a chatzitzai from all the korbanot I have today, each of the korbanot."
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that goes on each korban. It's its own law of pigle. Wouldn't work. Rambam doesn't bring that up at all. But I'm asking how it works. Okay, how about another one now? What if during the slaughtering he thought of having a halfix size? And during the sprinkling, he thought of eating a half of zayis. This is not even the same machshava as we had before.
They combined.
Rambam said it's also mitzarv. So I have no idea whether Rambam had to say the previous halacha now. Back to, remember, ba'oso machshava? Yeah. I don't know why after ba'oso machshava.
This is two separate
avoidas.
Right.
That's even a bigger chiddush. Either way, that's halacha. Doesn't matter what kind of thought it was. Number nine.
Well, I don't even think it matters what part of the world he was doing.
Whether I don't know. Maybe it has to be in the same avoda it combines, but in two separate avodas. You might have thought now. So you're saying, no, that's not. So maybe that's the point. He starts off, but once you have in two separate avodas, I don't understand why you have to mention in the same avoda.
It's a moot point.
It's a question. Sure. You have to change the gears here. What if you're thinking you eat a half a kazayis during the receiving of the blood? You had a thought of a half a kazayis. Well, you got to also say chatzik zayis b'shas halacha and a half a kazayis when you transport it. He's just picking two of the same thing. Sha'arba avodas, the four avodas, mitzarvus they combine. V'rein kavodach is like one avoda. That's the main point he's saying. Law number 10. Now we're going to go to, we're talking about korbanos, now we're switching to meal offerings. Same idea. This kometz, he wants to eat half of the chayis from this kometz, and a half of the chayis from the frankincense. Okay, so I might have thought those are two different things already.
Right.
No, harelim it's starving. Why? Shalavona im hakometz lamincha. Ke'emurim lazevach. The lavona and the komets are comparable to fats of a korban, right? What if you want to eat the fats of a korban? It would be a pigul thought.
Yeah.
So the lavona, although it's a frankincense, is still considered an edible product that you could be chayav on.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. It's like
it
would be a stretch. Rambam did not exclude it before, did he? When we discussed those foods,
you can only get if you could get if it was an in the eating category.
But he didn't exclude the comfort. He did not exclude the frankincense. Before, remember, he listed all these things. Remember, we had that whole list. Frankincense was not mentioned at all. Wasn't mentioned at all. So,
uses a spice maybe, like cinnamon or something?
When you burn it, the fire consumes it too, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's something that goes on. That's what he's saying. They're like the comate. Remember, the comates you're not supposed to eat either.
Right.
Comates goes on the mizbeach.
100%.
Right?
As does the lavona with it.
So just like, let's say if I say, I want to eat the fats. Well, you could have a pickle thought on that. It is edible, right? I mean, you're not.
Is this edible? Is really the question. But
so saying, I guess he's saying it has to be edible. It's got to be. But it's interesting. I'm just noting when Ram painstakingly picked everything that's either edible, non-edible, or neither one of them. He didn't mention frankincense. He just skipped it. I don't know why, but for here it seems it's got to be somehow something edible. It's got to be. If it's not edible, you can't be chayav for it. Okay. Where am I now? Lavika, therefore, im chashiv lahakter kezayis min alavona chutz lizmano. If you plan on burning a half, the whole size of lavona after its time, I raise that pigle. For sure, it's pigle because that's something that goes on the mizbeach. 12. Echad amechashiv lisur damazech of kula bachutz olamachar. It doesn't matter if the person thought to sprinkle all the blood of a korban, all of it outside. or tomorrow. Here's an interesting thing. Even though we said by the food there's a shear of k'sayis, but by the blood there's not a shear of k'sayis. You don't need that. What you need is, what's the bad thought? The bad thought, I'm going to sprinkle it in the wrong place. I'm going to sprinkle it the wrong time. How much do you have to sprinkle for it to be a kosher sprinkling? The only amount is just enough to get a sprinkle out.
Wow.
It's not like a kazayas, a revise.
It doesn't no have measure.
A just all it is can you flick it and some blood comes out or not? So that's all you have to have. Okay, that's the point he's saying. Though the bad thought of food has to be amount of kazayas, but for sprinkling, mitzvah stamma chuzah machar kevin shechashav al kidei hazoya. As long as there's enough thought on enough that can be sprinkled, min adam pasal, so you don't need a larger amount.
I googled it.
So did I.
And?
Got the same thing.
What do you got?
The resin is edible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether in its hardened state or as an oil, frankincense is edible. Ancient cultures chew it like gum.
Whoa.
Use it to treat digestive ailments and to boost immune systems. So, a doctor.
So there you got it.
That's ancient society.
Maybe it worked.
Thanks to Google. Yes. Okay.
Edible versions are supposed to be pure, meaning of translucent color and no dark color.
Okay.
It's also a bug repellent.
Good. Let's move on. Let's move on now. Chapter 15. We are now going to focus in more sharply now on the Machshava Shelo Lishma. Remember, I said there's three improper thoughts. We've already said the pure pigul machshava is wrong time. The puzzle machshava is wrong place. Now we're getting the puzzle thought. Here we're going to see it's, remember, wrong, the puzzle machshava of wrong place doesn't carry kares.
Right.
Right? Now we're going to descend even further, less strict, wrong name.
Right.
We're going to see that, first of all, it's not even a psul for some korbanos.
Mm-hmm.
And we treat it much lighter. And that's what we're going to get into these details now. Kol asvachim, all korbanos, in general, shenishchatu b'machsheves shinui shem, we have a thought of shinui ha-shem, which we said is, remember, it's where, let's say, I'm shechting a chatas, and I'm saying it's for an ola. Or I'm shechting a chatas for Ruvain, but I'm saying it's for Shimon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two examples of Shimon. So Ram will discuss it, but that's what we're saying. Okay, Beim Korbanos, it doesn't matter if it's individual Korbanos, Beim Korbanos Sibur, or public Korbanos, Ksherim.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Ksher means, listen carefully, you may continue to process it.
It
will not help for whatever you wanted to get
you'll
done. But generally, not every.
He says.
We're going to see.
Yeah.
Ella shalom all Allah bonus, but it won't help the owner for the obligation yet. So let's say the guy said, "I want to give an I give a philanthropic ola." Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the kohen gets up there and he does it as a chatas. Well, he make even though it's pigul, we can finish the process, finish it all up. It's all done. There's nothing wrong with the animal per se. Okay, the only thing is, you owe another ola, mister.
No benefit.
You did not fulfill your obligation. Korban chatas, same thing. You have to bring another korban chatas. But the animal is not invalid because, after all, let's think about it. From chatas to ola. Okay, so let's say from chatas to ola. Was not a good ola brought?
Yeah. Sure, a good ola is brought.
You give him a bird. He said, here's a bird. I want you to, you'll see. Well, here's an animal I want for a chatas. He does an ola. So let me tell me, what's wrong with the ola that the coin brought?
Nothing.
Okay, but what's wrong?
Nothing.
Will we not say that an ola was brought to God?
It sure was.
Didn't God get some pleasure that an ola was brought? That's what we mean, it's kosher. It's kosher, but guess what? The owner... Didn't get anything for that.
It's nothing.
On the other hand, when you're going to say the thing is pigul, or the thing is puzzle, then we just forget it. There's nothing else to do. And God didn't even get any pleasure from what you did.
So
this is why it's the lightest form of bad thought, as it were.
If parts of this were edible, could Cohen eat it or whatever?
Parts of what were edible?
I'm not sure. We'll see. I know
only
what you're saying.
We'll see.
Anyway, but this, I said in general, but there's a lot of these types. Chutz min achatas va'pesach. Except when it's a guy's korban chatas and he did for something else, or a pesach, Shimnasa v'mechsha shinu Hashem. You do it with the wrong name, whatever that is. Psulim, it's possible. Why? Later on in Halacha da Gimel, the Rambam will ask what the biblical source is. He'll provide us with the biblical source. So it comes out again.
I mean, it's a time for Korban.
The change of name for all Korbanos besides a Chatas and a Pesach. If you did the service normally, it's a good service, but it didn't get the goal that the owner wanted. Okay? Except if it was supposed to be a Chatas, well, then it's not good at all because it's sukkim. That specifically say it won't help. Same thing with a Korban Pesach.
You better stop.
Yeah. It's out. Finished.
Get in your tracks.
Okay, now it doesn't, and he's just repeating some ideas we had. It doesn't matter if you change the name in any one of the four processes: bishas shechita, the slaughtering; bishas kabbalah, when you're receiving the blood; bishas halacha, bringing the blood; and srikas, sprinkling the blood. As we explained. Okay, so let's have an example of the ol l'shem chov. What does it mean he doesn't get his obligation taken care of? Now it's very interesting. You got to realize this whole halacha can only happen when the other thought you have. The same avoda is done to process korban than the original korban. For example, the service is going to be an example of an ola and a shlomim. An ola and a shlomim have the exact same processing. You see?
The four steps.
So, in other words, it's everything's done the same. An ola and a shlomim is all done the same. So, when the kohen's doing it, you know, it's exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Right? And therefore, since they're done in the same way, that really works out really nice, so to speak. So let's have it go. Sheshachat Ola, he was given an Ola. Here's the Ola. I'd like to give a philanthropic Ola, or whatever. Shlomim. And he says, L'shem Shlomim. Okay, but I have a mind that there's a Shlomim. It gets processed exactly the same.
Him,
the owner could think, wow, he's doing a really good job. You know, he's a pretty good coin. He's doing it really fast. I like this guy, you know. And then, oh, by the way, I was thinking Mega Shlomo.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
What?
So now, that means lo ol solabolim. Now, the owner gets nothing. Now, let's think about it. You're the owner. You say, listen, okay, you think like this. Let's say the owner, he said, this is for Ola. But let's say before he left, he said, you know what? I also, when I went with your Shlomo, Hashem, I promise to give a Shlomo. I promise to give an Ola, and I promise to give a Shlomo, let's say. Uh-huh. Now he comes, he's doing one at a time. Wow. He gives the coin the Ola. He says, here, I want this to be an Ola. Now, I'll tell you why the Kohen made a mistake. He said, you know, I'm coming to Shlomim, I'm going to bring an Ola and Shlomim, but this one's the Ola. So the Kohen heard already Ola and Shlomim.
So he does.
Which one did he want again? Ola, Shlomim. Oh, I think it was the Shlomim. Okay, you can see what's going on over here.
Yeah,
but really, the owner said, this is the Ola.
Right.
So now, when the guy comes, so I was really a good judge. I was the fastest Ola offering I saw in my life. Ola?
Oh, you wanted an Ola.
No, I did a Shlomim. Whoa, you weren't supposed to do a Shlomim? So now the owner said, okay, so at least let me get credit for a shlomim.
What were you thinking?
At least let me get credit for the shlomim. Or maybe I don't listen to you and I should get credit for the ola. That's what it means. Well, also about lo mishum ola, shem chayim, not for the ola that you were chayim for. Lo mishum, and not even for a shlomim, for anything. Even if you didn't say it, but at least give me credit. God, give me credit for giving a shlomim. Nope. Ela chayav and havizav racha. You have to bring another korban. That's what it means. Lo also.
He has to bring a
yeah, well, if he promised, I just gave a case.
I know, but in that case, you have to bring
That's right. Now, Bechein Mishachat also was saying, what if Reuven gives him a Chattis? No, not the Ola. Reuven gives him an Ola. He says, okay, I'm doing it for Shimon. The kindest thing he's doing for Shimon and not for Reuven. Well, also, Lola Rimlush, it doesn't go for either one of them.
Right.
Okay. Now, here's very important rule now. But men, when do we say this whole law? When the Kohen intentionally switches. Intent. This whole halacha.
Really?
Intentional. Says, I know you want for you, but I'm doing it for the other guy.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Right? I know you want it for an ola. I know you want for an ola, but I'm doing it for a shlomo.
So the case we painted was an accident.
So that's when we... Say so that's going to be a really bad coin. I mean, that's a bad man. Yeah. But what if he made a mistake? Right. He thought that this Ola was a Shlomim. First of all, for a Shlomim. Now, that's why I preface this by saying, because the processing of the Ola Shlomim is identical. Because
right.
If it would be not identical, then how could it work for the one if you didn't do it the way it's supposed to be done?
But
Okay, wait, wait. So also above, now it works for the Baal.
Wow.
Shame Chava for his obligation.
But the previous ones, you said those were accidents. They weren't.
I just was giving for instances. Now I'm saying exactly what it is.
So all the things we learned tonight, all have to be by accident?
I don't know about the other ones. He's only talking about Shin and Hashem. I don't know. The Rama has not qualified.
It was accidentally the wrong
has
place,
not so. Qualified Zman and Mokom.
Right.
Hasn't qualified. Here is the qualification here. So we'll have to wait and see if there's other qualifications. Okay, so that's clear. So only if he does it intentionally does it work to mess it up, but a mistake doesn't do anything. And the guy's back in business.
So how many students are going to do that on purpose?
I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Now, what about... Now, remember we said there was an exception...
That was Mark.
With a chattis and a... What did we say? So,
mark my words.
So we said... Again, so we said... Let's go over here. So if he intentionally planned on messing up the Shinei Hashem, we said it may be processed. It's kosher, right?
Right.
But it doesn't help for the Baal.
Correct.
If he did it unintentionally, it was processed, and it's good for the Baal.
Yeah.
And we said there was an exception, chattis and Pesach. If you have Shinui Hashem, it's puzzle. So now we got to know, what does that mean? Intentional or unintentional? Remember? So now we're saying, V'chein achatos ha-pesach, she'osem achshem Shinui Hashem, b'to'os, unintentional achatos, which is also kosher. So it comes out all unintentional. Shinui Hashem's are all kosher. And here's the rule. Shakira Batos, uprooting unintentionally, mistakenly, and that's not called uprooting.
Whoa.
It comes out like all types of korbanos. Shinui Hashem only. Only Shinui Hashem is good. Completely good. Remember, if it's the same processing of the korban, if it's going to be different processing, it's not going to help. Right? So that's fine. But v'chein ola sa'of, and what about an ola of a bird? Okay, she meloka, that you took the neck off. O mitzadam, or kvetch the blood on the side. The machshevishin, to change the name. This is an ola sa'of, and you made it now as a chatas. It's kshera, b'vlo salabolim. Right? That's if you made an ola sa'of, right? And you did it for something else. Let's say for shlomim, yeah. But a chatas ha'ov, what a chatas, a bird chatas is supposed to be a chatas, and he did it intentionally. Then it'll be psula.
So wait, I'm just not clear on why it has to be the same, like an ola and a
processing.
Yeah,
because then it wouldn't work. If let's say he decided to do a different.
It'd be good if you didn't do it.
If he processed it differently.
Yeah.
If I give you an ola, it's processed with these steps. And now I do like a korban, and I processed it differently.
That's not an ola.
I processed it like a different kind of korban, and I did different things. Then it's not an ola. An ola has to be processed. What if I give you, let's say like this. I want an ola, and you're doing it, Shelley, and you made a major mistake in one of the steps. You did it wrong. Well, I don't care anything. It's for sure not good.
No matter what you think.
So when I tell you to do an ola, and you're doing a chesed san oshem, and it's a whole different process, then how can it help me? Even if it's unintentional, you didn't do it right. So that's why Bedavka said it's when it's same processing, then it could work if it was betos.
Okay. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Okay.